Well, good evening. Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we come to you every Tuesday night. And, you know, we got a little messed up tonight because it's the fall back season where we messed up on our clock. We didn't set our clocks back enough time. Believe it or not, it's kind of like in the boonies out here in, on the Big Island. It's kind of like a third world country where there's very little access to internet. As a matter of fact, tonight we're not on Skype like normal. We're actually on lines, telephone lines. And anyway, we messed up on the time, but thank goodness we were early an hour. So we were here before you were. Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific and midnight on the East Coast, we typically come Inside Hour. And Sherry, hi.
Hi.
Gee whiz, it's been an incredible time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been. It's been quite a journey.
Quite a journey in these end times where all of the issues that one has, both personal, financial, and social, all come to play into this interesting game of life, this interesting experience of life. And tonight's program, we'd like to talk a little bit about that. And before we do, we're going to thank the sponsors for tonight's program and also tell you that the book of 528 is already receiving accolades globally. If you have not heard the book of 528 come out, well, it's come out, and you can read up about it at the bookof528.com. It's a website that talks about the book of 528. It's developing, creating the 528 love revolution globally. Very important reading. Monumental reading, particularly important for this end times game or end game, in which we have to really look at everything, who we are, what we're doing, who we are relating to, what are we relating with, you know, what is this whole social, cultural, psychosocial milieu in which we operate, and what are the ramifications of our choices. Very, very important aspects of free will being expressed in a climate of manipulation, coercion, enslavement, genocide, depopulation, and financial ruin. And that's what's happening. That's exactly what this Inside Hour is about. We're talking about the bad news of the planet, also the great news. And the great news includes 528 hertz frequency, the reason the botanical world is greenish-yellow, the heart of the rainbow, which is your heart, the heart of your heart, and as above, so below, you remember. And so get the book of 528. You can go to healthyworldstore.com, sponsors for tonight's show, healthyworldstore.com. Order the book of 528. It's less than $30. And I can guarantee one thing. It will change, transform, dramatically enhance your view of who you are in the world and what this world is really all about.
Well, you know, so many things are going on in the world right now, and you see all of this uprising. I mean, we saw it starting in the Middle East. That was like a year ago, and now we see it all over the U.S. Here it's very controlled and under George Soros' authority and control.
Yeah.
You know, it's really like a controlled opposition kind of thing.
You were actually the first one, I believe, globally, that actually came out as the Wall Street revolution happened, as people began petitioning heavily, Sherry. You were really the first person that I'm aware of. I mean, I wasn't aware. I've seen it now since you've mentioned that this is all part of the global Illuminati agenda to take out people's faith in governments and the economic systems within the nation states to bring about one world bank, one world, of course, peacekeeping force, one world health organization, one world order, one world governance. So you might, you know, you really are great for that discernment. And maybe you can just mention a little bit about that before I read a colleague's email that speaks to the situation.
Right. Well, I actually was going to elaborate on our colleague's information that we just received regarding a bank.
Yes.
A bank that it's called, and it's actually, I'm reading it on Reuters right now. There's actually $600 million missing of customers' money at MF Global Holdings, which is a Chicago-based lender that holds money for future, in quotes, brokerage firms. And basically what a segregated account would mean is that they keep the account separate. It's put in there by an investor, and it's held separately.
Well, let me read this email from this dear colleague of ours who's wished to remain anonymous. But it says, Sherry, quote, I just had my segregated client account embezzled at MF Global. All of my sister's trust money was in that account. Let me know if you have any info on these banksters and on the unfolding story of the largest bankruptcy in U.S. history since Lehman Brothers 2008.
Well, here's something very interesting. We've been talking about J.P. Morgan Chase for a really long time, and you've been talking about them for years, and I've been talking about them for some years now, too. And last week, it appeared that some of the missing money was found in an account that MF Global had with J.P. Morgan Chase, which provided the back office and cash management operations for the now-failed firm. It's not clear whether any of that money constitutes the missing $600 million in customers' money, but who runs J.P. Morgan Chase? And it's always behind
David Rockefeller.
Always behind all of the evil in the world.
And
I mean, it's crazy. It's like you just need to just look in one place, and you say,
"Well,
that's
the point." You know that nobody seems to be looking in the place that Horowitz Kane, the Horow Kane, indicates. Kane and Horowitz have published a lot on the Partnership for New York City. David Rockefeller, Lloyd Blankfein from Goldman Sachs, and the media mogul Rupert Murdoch, the three of those people literally control the largest drug ring and the drug trust, if you will, as well as the leading financial institutions in the United States, because the connection between big pharma drugs and the energy cartel as well as the banking cartel is very real, and that the buck stops at the Partnership for New York City, as did the money for 9/11 reconstruction funding, as well as the fallout, the financial fallout from the hideous terrorist attacks. They call them, of course, it's insider trading, traders, and scamsters, who are the terrorists in this case, for 9/11. That was all to be administered by the Partnership for New York City. And so when it comes to the MF Financial having links, financial links, and money laundering running through J.P. Morgan Chase, you have to realize, again, that we're dealing with the same globalists. And what's interesting to me is that you and I, Sherry, have been the only ones who have been repeatedly telling people where the buck stops.
Mm-hmm.
And that tonight, I'm sure that we have the COINTELPRO opportunists, propagandists, listening in for what does the Horowcane have to report tonight, because you can bet your booties they're going to do their spin operations over on it and try to take advantage of the fact that we've got enough on our plates to report these matters in writing. That's why it's important for you folks to listen to our broadcast on the Insight Hour, because lots of times we don't get a chance to write up articles about the subjects that we cover on this program.
Yes, and like going back to the Occupy Wall Street fiasco that's happening all over the states right now, and you realize there's a lot of mainstream media attention, a lot of money backing this whole entire movement.
Because it's the agenda.
Exactly. It's part of the agenda. Now, if it was something like you and I wanted to do, we couldn't get any media to show up. You know, it's like we would say, hey, you know, we're coming out there and we're going to protest against vaccinations. Remember the one rally that we did down in Denver? I mean, it was so difficult getting anyone because they have an agenda. The news people work for people like Lloyd Blankfein and Rupert Murdoch. And if it's not part of the big scare or the agenda, now they could come to us if it's the right timing.
You know, that's what the agenda is. Folks, if you're not aware of the agenda, how it is that the media operates, of course, beyond the generic propaganda and mind control, the specifics of how headline news is selected follows an agenda, and those newsmakers, and I have been on many occasions a newsmaker, national news. Example, 1978, June, I believe it was June 20th, 1978. I was on ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN dealing with this whole concept of marijuana being a predisposing factor and potential heart attacks if taken before a dental appointment. Now, it was a publication that I had in the Journal of the American Dental Association, June issue, made front page headlines. It was astonishing. I wasn't even a graduate student at the time that I wrote that paper. I was a senior at Tufts University School of Dental Medicine in Boston, and I wrote it as a senior thesis that my professor instructor, Dr. Robert Nersesian from Boston, had really adored and said, you know, Len, this is a great paper. Get it down to 8 pages and from 24, and we can submit it to the JADA. Well, I didn't even realize after I gave him the 8 pages that he had submitted it. I was at the University of Rochester at the time. It was in June, 1978, and suddenly the dean calls me into his office and says, how did you do this? I said, how did I do what? He says, how did you get the whole media of the United States of America calling this office to interview you? And I said, well, I didn't have anything to do with it. Frankly, it was a press release issued by Tufts University School of Dental Medicine in the surgery department. Well, at any rate, it was not a great scientific paper. It was one of about 36 scientific peer-reviewed publications that I've published to date. And frankly, I stopped trying to publish these because I saw years ago the scam of it following my publication of the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. I saw already how the scientific community and academia is controlled, and the agendas literally now come down from the Illuminati through the primarily Rockefeller Foundation in the United States for the American agenda, the American academic agenda through the Rockefeller Foundation, and of course in today's Wall Street, revolutionary aspects of what's taking place, it's administered as an agenda. It makes headline news because it's an agenda, and that's exactly was my first learning experience into this whole manipulation of the population by propagandist direction.
So, yeah, if anybody hasn't seen the film Pharma Whores, it gives you a lot of insight on these bankers. I mean, this is something that we've been talking about for a long time, and it's done in a humorous way where you really can get a lot of insight on how they operate and how they operate with the media and how they are connected to the media and Big Pharma, how they're all one.
And the website for that is Pharma Whores, P-H, not like farmer, like pharmaceuticals, P-H-A-R-M-A-W-H-O-R-E-S, pharmawhores.com. We'll get you some information on that. And again, healthyworldstore.com carries that.
So, I mean, talking about the activism out there, I get emails all the time from people, and they're very inspired by this activism. And it is, you know, in a sense, I mean, it is meant to inspire people and to get them to go for a cause. But the cause, you have to wonder, you know, what the cause is. And then when you start to look into what the cause is and who's behind the cause and why they're behind the cause. So that's how I really came to the information I did in regards to who was really what was the agenda there.
And you go back in history. This is the old agenda. This is nothing new. And again, an interesting document that everyone should read is the most anti-Semitic document in the world. It's famed for that. It's called the Protocols of the Elders of Sion. And I, as a Jew, as a Messianic Jew, I'm telling you to read that anti-Semitic work, not because it's an anti-Semitic work and I'm promoting Jewish hate. In fact, I'm promoting love. Jewish love, Muslim love, Christian love, black love, white love. Literally, it's where the solution is. It's in 528 Love Revolution that we can evolve out of this madness. But the protocols is an important work. Before it became the world's leading anti-Semitic document, by manipulation of the Rockefeller Organization, IG Farben, the German, the pre-Germany institutionalization of mentally retarded individuals, this whole genetic and eugenic movement to create white supremacy. And this is a completely satanic agenda that divides black from white, Jew from Gentile, et cetera, dividing the sheeple to conquer the flock. That document came long before, in the 1700s, it was a Rothschild document. And it was leaked from the Rothschild family as a plan to take over the planet economically and in every which way. And particularly important in the protocols of the Elders of Zion was the direction of how the media would be completely controlled. I don't remember the quote exactly, but paraphrasing it, it said something to the effect that for every one activist publication, there would be at least 30 some odd official publications that would squelch the opposition. And so controlled opposition is how the infiltration has occurred into the grassroots movements, into the activist organizations, and that controlled opposition is precisely what Sherry Kane, you're going to go down in history for being the person, the individual who virtually exclusively pulled the whole carpet out from underneath the conspiracy industry and the COINTELPRO operators that created the conspiracy industry, that created literally the whole concept that, you know, we've got big bad people in government and our government is corrupt. And, you know, it is, folks. I'm not saying it's not. But the fact is that what you know about it, what you think you know about it, is all propaganda. It's all a manipulation. And it sources initially from the protocols of the Elders of Zion that says this is how the global institutions shall come down, giving way to this one world governance. The nation states will fall, it's stated, by this activity, and it's exactly what we're witnessing today.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that it's an interesting time to be alive in history for sure, and
it's challenging.
You know,
it's amazing.
It leaves there so much. I mean, what's going to happen next? I mean, that's what we're like left with. We're left with what's going to happen next, and now more than ever, it really seems super realistic that the dollar is going to be worth nothing. There was a time where nobody could believe that, but right now, it really, really seems like it's really worthless. And that once they declare it worthless, then you're going to have to buy into what they call the dollar system that's going to work. And all of your dollars are going to be worthless unless you trade them in. This is how they're probably going to, unless they give you an opportunity to trade them in, but then they're going to give you it and you're going to have to buy into their system, which is probably getting vaccinated, you know, signing up for whatever system, being part of the whole communism.
Well, it's a social communism type of operation for sure. This whole movement towards, you know, enslaving us economically is very, very clear. And we've talked on this program before about how important faith is. Where have we misplaced our faith? Where have we invested our money, such as this colleague of ours who has now lost all of his sister's money, embezzled by these banksters? Where have we invested our money and placed our faith for any age, for old age or our children? And it comes down to, again, you just have to have faith in the Creator, number one. And you have to celebrate the Creator's blessings and directions, not man's blessings and directions. And gee whiz, you know, how fortunate. I mean, we're folks, I'm sure if you've been paying attention to our newsletters and what we've been reporting on the Insight Hour, we're going through hell. I mean, I think everybody out there listening is probably going through hell one way or another, because it seems that that's the cosmic time that we're living in. You know, everything is being uprooted. Everything has changed. It's a revolution that's happening, and it's happening first in our hearts, because we're enslaved in our hearts, number one. The love that's in there, the 528 frequency channel to God's heart, connecting your heart to God's heart intimately through that Kingdom of Heaven portal. That is where it's at. And if we're not feeling that, and we're feeling fear or anger or resentment or frustration, that's not you. Get it. That's who your ego and your indoctrination makes you think you are, and that's not where the faith is or the freedom is. The faith is in your heart, joy is in your heart, bravery is in your heart, and love is in your heart. Those are the values that have been suppressed spiritually, energetically, through the electromagnetic frequencies of dissonance we have identified as 741 frequency. That is part of the information you get in the book of 528. But in other words, and we've got an article coming out shortly in Veritas magazine out of Australia. It's supposed to be published in the next couple of weeks on this concept of all of the relationships you have that aren't working, that are falling apart, that are disappointing or aggravating, this, or even sickening, this is caused by a dissonance, a disconnect, an attachment to that which is not you, a false presentation or a false connection that you've taken on that's not righteous. It's not pono in Hawaiian. It's not consistent with the love that Jesus had for humanity and in service to the Creator, to the Father. So this is the concept is, if we're not living in love and faith and joy and bravery, then we can't walk through this valley of the shadow of death where there's 10,000 dying at your left and 1,000 dying at your right, and the banks going under, and the revolution on Wall Street happening. You can't effectively manage. And so if you're having a hard time out there, and I guarantee you everyone listening who is a human being is having a hard time right now, because the fundamental institutions that have stolen our faith are falling. Babylon is crashing. And so it's appropriate that we are crashing. And what better opportunity there is for the crash to bring about the restoration of the values that are real, not fake. And I wrote an article that was a couple years ago when this whole economic collapse started. You can see it online. Just Google search 20 reasons to celebrate the economic collapse. And there's a number of basically almost two dozen reasons to celebrate this transition.
And in the of desperation for we the people, is the best time for them to really offer what they have, and that's their new agenda, the new world order, the new world banking system, a promise of hope, a promise of something greater.
You mean people didn't have enough with Obama?
Play the national anthem a few more times, and, you know, God bless America, and yes, we are America, and then all of a sudden,
Super Bowl Sunday.
We're no longer...
With some Budweiser.
We're no longer the USA America empire or corporation. We are no longer that. We are all, if there ever was, there no longer is. And what we really became is part of a global conglomerate of evildoers who decide and determine what they want and feel like doing with us next, and manipulating us and creating divisions, divisions have been created since the beginning of time. So you have to wonder, yeah, the agenda's been going on for
a long time.
Yes,
like the other day we were talking about how planet Earth is controlled by 741, not 528. But it's changing. It's shifting. See, that's the beauty of this period in history. It is all changing. And so as the Illuminati's agenda is coming to fruition, where the one world governance is happening, well, guess what? They can't stop the entire cosmic movement toward love. In fact, if you think about this, folks, we've done, you know, now this research, and it's in the book of 528, where 741 is called the devil's tone in relation to love 528. And it's the only number within the perfect circle of sound, nine numbers. There's nine core creative frequencies to the universe. You heard me correctly. There's only nine numbers. 396, 417, 528. I could go through all of them. They're on various websites. Love528.com. It introduces this concept to musicians, and the book of 528 will change your life. Read it. Nine core creative frequencies, of which 528, love, vibrates well, harmoniously, or it gets along okay, at least, with seven of them. There's only one that love doesn't vibe well to, and that's 741. And so if we're looking at a world right now, psychosocially, emotionally, economically, in all ways that is in dissonance to harmony and surety, security, joy, health, happiness, freedom. If we're looking at a vibration that is a manipulation, for sure, in opposition to 528 hertz frequency of love, surely then the cure to what ails Babylon and humanity is love, is a change in the music that we're listening to, is a change in the frequency and the harmony within our hearts, letting it out, letting it loose, opening the hearts, playing the music, celebrating the medicinal music as it heals us and our planet. And that is, think about it, consistent with the rest of the universe. Why? Because again, the universe is constructed by nine core creative frequencies, and there's only one frequency of those nine that doesn't get along well with the others. Guess what? Planet Earth, which doesn't get along well, it's on a course for destruction, self-destruction. And that means that our planet is vibing to 741, not 528 love. And that means we're out of sync with the rest of the cosmos. And that means as the cosmos is now moving to equilibrium at least, homeostasis, balance, love at least, through now the prophesied 1,000 years of world peace, to get there, we've got to go through here and now, where everything falls apart, where those systems that stole our faith and trust are coming down, leaving us with exactly what's necessary to restore sanity, purity, this concept of connection divine. So that's what I'm celebrating.
Well, that's beautiful. I mean, that's the truth. You know, it's what people have to look at. If you look at it as a planetary thing, and that we're all moving into this certain other reality, right, where our planet is going right now, that's a very interesting concept. I mean, but what's a question I have is, what's really interesting to me is, why are some people just vibing in 741, or are we all in 741 and think we're in 528, or are we all across between 741 and 528, or are we just all programmed differently?
Well, that's a great, great, great concept, great question. And I would say instantly there's different levels. Number one level is that the planet in general, I mean the natural planet, is in sync and harmony. But the man-made systems and the miseducation, the indoctrination systems, have us thinking wrong, have us thinking out of sync with truth. And so that's where now the energetics. For example, interestingly enough, 741 frequency dominates the egoic mind. The left brain, reasonable, rational, scientific-oriented. We're now an overplaying of that frequency has us adoring the gods of science and medicine, the medical deities substitutes for our real creator. So that's number one, is there's two different levels, Earth, planet Earth, the Aina, the land in Hawaiian, you know, Mother Earth, if you will, sacred to the natives, felt spiritually as an energetic blessing. Still today, the most healing thing that you could do is walk barefoot in the morning dew on green grass that's vibing in greenish-yellow chlorophyll 528 hertz frequency of love. That is grounding, that's restoring, the electrons flow into your body, which is connected through the water to the earth, and man, that is a virtual, powerful baptism that you receive just by that simple natural healing practice. But the way humanity has evolved, the way we've been indoctrinated to think, the attachments that we have been conditioned to accept, such as two cars in the garage, three television sets, two cell phones, you know, you've got to look like a 10 in order to be accepted by the in-group. Drink your beer and you'll be able to attract the opposite sex. All of these cues, these social conditionings and ultimately miseducations have our egos attached to that which is a fraud.
They come from watching too much television.
For
all
sure.
of that stuff. If people would stop, would turn their televisions off, or turn their teenagers' TVs off, which they'll be resenting that a lot of times, but it's really a good idea. Turn off your children's television. Don't let them grow up with television that's going to program their minds
and
to believe a certain way into the cult. Sure, as you always say.
Okay, the cult. Sure, exactly. So this is the milieu, the social political milieu in which we have become enslaved to false gods, to false attachments, to entities that are not of us, that are not natural, they're not even healthy.
Well, I suggest everyone take their children to the museums and see paintings, and instead of watching television, and you know, just learn about how a lot of these artists struggled. You know,
well,
during the time, and there's a lot of
today.
History involved in it. And I mean,
well, this is the point. Look, what happens when you have egocentrism and a dominance of rational thinking and scientific based economies, where the economy now is not funding the artists, it's not funding the arts, it's heavily funding the sciences, and as a result, you're having a suppression of that intuitive, artistic, creative part of society. And as a result of that, where are we left? What are we left with? It's empty. It has no feeling. And that's what you get when you now go to Walgreens or Long's or CVS, and you see posted, come get your flu vaccines today. There's no feeling there. There's no intelligence there that is concerned about the effects of vaccination, for example, the genocide, the multiple diseases and illnesses that come about from intoxicating a Holy Spirit-filled pure temple that was meant to be in harmony and resonance with divinity. Suddenly now we are intoxicated by our own choices and the indoctrinations that have us stupid.
Yes, stupid. Stupid and programmed, and then growing up to believe what, you know, the television tells you to do, and going out and getting vaccinated, and going and getting your children vaccinated, and then contacting, you know, people like you, Dr. Horowitz, saying, what do I do now? My child's vaccinated and they're not the same anymore, or even my pets. I mean, it's just, I mean, we've all, even me, when I was younger, believed in the medical deities and believed, well, I never believed in vaccinations, but I did believe in the veterinarians and researching what they're putting in, even into your pet's injections.
Horrible.
It's the same.
Leukemias came from vaccinations, folks. If you don't know, just research the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola.
Exactly. I had a cat who got kidney problems from vaccinations. I mean, that's what it does, just like it does it to us. It does it to our pets, too.
It's lucrative. I mean, you trust medical deities, and that, how absurd that is, particularly for the Christian community that prides itself on giving faith over to Yeshua, Jesus, and God. Gee whiz, you know, well, how come it is that you pop magic pills to cure every ill instead of applying hands-on healing in prayer? Faith and prayer, man, those are the keys to miraculous healings and transformations of all sorts. If people, I guarantee you, if half the United States would go into prayer about what's happening with this country and give a positive, heartfelt, loving intention behind the restoration of this great nation, you would have a complete transformation of not just the United States, but the whole planet.
Amen. Seriously, you would, and that's in order for us to get there, though, really, we have to be willing and able to accept that. A lot of us aren't. And
yeah, it's foolishness. I mean, it's complete lunacy, insanity, and this whole childish naivety to believe that you're disempowered, because that's what the television tells you. That you're ugly, you're fat, you're stupid, you're sick, you need to pop a magic pill to get your miraculous healing. Well, this is absolute garbage. So all of the systems, the way you think, has got to completely change. And we've got to create communities, first of all, first families ideally, but it's a challenge because even the families are in chaos. The destruction and the divisions have occurred. I mean, every single person I speak with about family, you know, they can't even believe that they have siblings that are like they are. You know, they can't get along. I mean, same blood, same parents, but here's a 741 compared to a 528. They just don't jive. And so, you know, we're having to deal with a extraordinary challenge, and there's only really one solution. You've got to lay it into God's hands, because that is the only power source universally that has the capacity to heal what ails us at this point.
You know, and I get so many emails from people all the time stating they're not sure we understand what we are up against when we, you know, go out and defend ourselves against the COINTELPRO, against the government agents. They're all coming to try and, you know, squash 528 and squash the whole reality of natural medicine, even though a lot of them are pretending to be involved in natural medicine. They're really
controlled opposition. There it is again.
It's all fronts and they're imposters. And so dealing with that, but I mean, I want to go back to that. I want to also thank you, Len, because you have been a major hero to the world and humanity, and they are truly blessed to have you on this planet, being able to really give them this truth and also be at the forefront and the front lines of defending the truth and also defending we the people. And there's not many people that would have that bravery to do that. And I think that, you know, when anyone ever says anything in regards to what we're doing or what you're doing or just questioning it, to me it's insane, because it's like you are, I would say you are one of the greatest heroes of our time. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, I'm saying that really honestly from my heart. And I also want to, you know, thank people that have, you know, supported us in this fight against these bad evildoers, devil doers, as you might say. But like Barbara Hartwell, she's a hero. You know, she's out there and she's really...
And Jenny Hatch
is like this... These are wonderful activists out there who are, you know, just really support to us in that sense. I mean, they're out there and they're brave and they're able to say, hey, you know, I'm going to stand.
Michael Vara. And Vinny Eastwood. There's a lot of great people
there
out
there. And I want to thank those people, too, because, you know, it's hard to say, hey, you know, Dr. Horwitz or Sherry or any of us, I'm going to stand next to you and fight this fight because I believe in it and I have no fear because I, even though I walk through this valley of darkness, I have no fear. And to be able to just come out of it and be strong and say, you know, how can anything harm me? I mean, look at my God. My God is protecting me. And that is just really something that should be admired and, you know, they should definitely be congratulated on all of the amazing work that they do as well. And I think that you're a great leader, Len, to all of us, even to me. I think you are an amazing person. You're a great mentor and you can teach the world a lot if they are open to hearing your words, to hearing what you say. It's like you're a prophet. And I just think that the world should know that, and it's the truth. And so if anybody has anything to say in question to who or what you are here to do on this planet, they have to answer to me first. You know that, right?
Well, that's what Sherry, you're so wonderful. Thank you so much for those beautiful words and kindness. And folks, you know, Sherry has really demonstrated her willingness to put her life on the line to defend me and has done consistently and seems to have a divine calling to do so, in particularly battling off these crazy lunatics who are, you know, not even human. I mean, there's nobody home. Actually, they're fractured human beings, I would have to say. I mean, from a behavioral science perspective, literally as an expert in behavioral science, Harvard degreed in the field, you know, when you have MK Ultra conditioning and trauma-based learning, child abuse beginning early, in these families that were chosen to be participating in MK Ultra and the mind control experiments of the federal government for conditioning people to become everything from assassins to saboteurs, you have people who are fractured. I mean, you talk about multiple personalities. I mean, you're dealing, Sherry, with a few of these guys who are in contact with you by email, and they're gone, man. You've identified with substantial evidence that these people who have these aliases, half a dozen at a time sometimes, they're the same people, and they're different people. They communicate differently. They feel differently at different times, and yet they are the same physical being who's got this just total fractured mind. And, you know, so God help them, because that's the only way that we're place that they're going to get help is from divine, you know, circles. Then they're not going to get it from the Church of Satan that they're hanging with.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad for these poor souls. And you know, I do think, wow, you know, look at what they were put here on this planet to do and to be. I mean, that has to be the worst possible curse. I mean, I just can't imagine what they did in a past life to have to come to this life with absolutely no conscience. I mean, absolutely zero conscience. It's like they're not human in so many senses. They're like, I mean, when people compare or say think people are reptilians, I mean, if I had to say, you know, the idea of a reptile is a cold-blooded creature, that's what these people appear to be. They appear to be very cold-blooded. There's no human sense. I mean,
I think that, let me just clarify a little bit, because there's a heart and then there's a mind again. If you've got 741 operating the ego and you got 528 clear channel broadcasting from God's love from his heart to your heart. So the issue is, where is their conscious? You know, what happened to it? And again, you know, if you study the FBI's brilliant research of Douglas and Ressler, Behavioral Science Division of Quantico, and they studied serial killers, mass murderers, serial killers, horrible people, and you realize that it's consistent time and time again. What causes those people to become that way is the child abuse and early sexual abuses, physical abuses, and that is what triggers a reversal in the neurology that brings pleasure where it should bring disgust and pain, and brings pain where it should bring pleasure. It's reversed. So these fractured personalities that have subpersonalities, that they go into these subpersonalities and develop these subpersonalities as, quote, a maladaptive coping mechanism, end quote, to child abuse and sexual assault as a youngster. This is the way in which Babylon's leadership have been indoctrinated into their satanic culture. And if you study the works that we've done and others have done exposing, like such again, Barbara Hartwell comes to mind. Genius hero of Hartwell exposes the leadership within COINTELPRO, connections to Congress, to the senators and congressmen who engage in child abuse and child trafficking. And all of these issues are very important when you look at the question, what has happened to America? What has happened to the world? Where is the control operating from? And it's clearly, like you say, Sherry, it's not, in a sense, the human. It's not loving. It's not heartfelt. There's no compassion, like you said. It's really demonic, and it is not who we are. And, you know, it's not of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob or God's intention for our own evolution into a better world.
Exactly. It's not. But, you know, it's like they don't really have this conscience, these evildoers, to know that they're doing anything wrong. And
yeah,
they really think they're doing something right.
That's exactly it. That's their conscience.
I think
they're doing something
right. Well, I think if it's put into their brain that we are so-called terrorists or
you're a Jew Kaiser, aren't you?
Yeah, or
you're just
a czar.
Yeah. You're just a dirt dog that deserves to be spit on. I mean, folks, this is the emails that she gets, literally. And so, you know, it's sick and sad, but that's the reality of it. And you have to, again, I mean, think about Sherry Kane. She's dealing with looking at her own heart for compassion for these poor fools who are fractured and tormented and on an agenda. And they're going to die soon, just like Ted Gunderson recently passed away. And what does he face in at the end? Judgment. We're all going to get it. And basically, what are you preparing for? Is a great question to be asking yourself. I want to thank, first of all, before we end tonight's program, I want to thank all of the HealthyWorldStore.com customers who have so patiently been supportive. And we have gone through hell, literally, with the illegal dissolutions of our corporations by the infiltrations of COINTELPRO, CIA, the manipulations of my ex-wife and my family that has gone on over the last several months. And then to top it all off, the manner in which the betrayals of some of my manufacturers of my products have occurred as well. It has been a real, really rough time for us. But I want you to know something. I get on the phone now and I speak to a lot of the customers with sincere apologies that some of their products have been delayed, and particularly after being on Coast to Coast, where you get, you know, I spoke a couple of weeks ago with George Norrie on Coast to Coast and spoke to about 7 million people, and George was asking me about 528 and about some of the callers had questions about what I recommended for their health, and I recommended the book Healing Celebrations. So we're almost out of Healing Celebrations books. We've got to go back to press with Healing Celebrations. We've got shortages of liquid dentists. We're running short on all these different products because of the massive amounts of response that we get. So I've been on the phones recently to apologize to people for what typically wouldn't happen in a good run company, and that is, you know, a quick turnaround. You know, pay for your order online and it should be shipped within 48 hours. Well, it has in some cases not happened, and I've made it a point to get on the phone with people to apologize. And I want you to know it's so really heartwarming and just so satisfying and supportive to me to hear from you. So many of you have said to me, Dr. Horowitz, we love you. We thank you so much. We thank you for all this work. We're with you. If it takes a little bit longer to get the products, you're not going to lose us as customers. Don't worry about it. Folks, thank you so much. I love you. It is great to have you and as part of our family, extended family, and I really greatly appreciate your support out there. It's very, very, very appreciated.
And also, if you haven't signed up to partner with us, please go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. It's a way for you to partner with us, get the products at a discount also. It could become a great job for you, in a sense, a job to help humanity make money.
And make money at the same time. Well,
yeah.
that's what we're doing. You know, we're working for a living, but we're working for the Creator and humanity as a blessing. And if you want to be part of that, do what Jerry's telling you. Join us. Be a partner with us at healthyworldaffiliates.com and consider the ambassadorship program that's just getting underway as well. Again, we have a need for partners globally because this is obviously the 528 Love Revolution is fantastic. We can't possibly administer it with just two people or four people or six people or eight people. We need a platoon to lead a great peacekeeping force globally that can move 528 Hertz frequency to the limelight, to have it be heralded and actually played on every radio station. Folks, there is also right now medicinal music being played 24/7 at 528radio.com. The 528 Radio Network is fantastic. As a matter of fact, I'm jealous of you folks who are listening to 528 Radio, because while I am here on the Big Island of Hawaii, a virtual third world country where we don't even get cell phone connection and very bad internet connection, we can't even get 528radio.com. So you guys are being blessed as our contribution and blessing. So please make a donation. If you're enjoying that medicinal music and feeling the great vibes and understanding why it's actually not just blessing you, but it's going out like a ripple in a pond to the farthest shores, touching people's hearts globally, opening people's hearts widely, and that is what the 528 Love Revolution is about. The only way to sanity is by opening the heart with love. And so if you appreciate what we've been doing, make a donation, whatever you can afford. If it's a dollar, we appreciate it. If it's $1 million, we appreciate it. So please, just give, and that will help us to get more of the, not only the bad news truth out that can save lives, but the great news truth out, the modern gospel that can transform the planet.
Yes, and that's really what, you know, the main goal is to transform the planet, but not the way the New World Order wants it transformed.
I got a surprise coming for them, and it's already been happening. You know, 528 Love Revolution is snowballing. It's already a baby that's taken form that, again, it's the key to the House of David. Look it up, folks. Old Testament prophecy and New Testament, same prophecy. Isaiah 22:22. Book of Revelation 3:6-8 talks about the key, a musical note, to the House of David, the Davidian, the Star of David, the six-sided hexagonal shape, carbon six beings that we are, key to the House of David that opens the doors to creation that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. These are spiritual portals to love, to the heart, to restoration, to evolution, into joy, 1,000 years of world peace, having sustainability for our children and our children's children. What does that mean? How important is that? So this is worth giving a life and many lives over to. You know, it's kind of like people go to war for their nations. You know, it's from the movie The Green Mile, where that big, beautiful black angel says, you know, to Tom Hanks, the warden, he says, I want to die. Let me go to the electric chair because I can't stand the way they use love to kill. If you love your country, you send your children to war. If you love your children, you get them vaccinated. Hogwash. If you love, then you play 528 music and you connect to God and you connect to Jesus and you celebrate Yeshua's miraculous healing blessings. And the power of that Holy Spirit moves through your body instantaneously, perfectly manifesting the miracles that you have in your heart with heartfelt loving intention you project. That's the reality and the capability of really being superhumans. You're not human, folks. You think you are because that's what they want you to think. You're actually a brother and a sister of the Messiah, Yeshua. You are in the Holy Spirit-filled divine family. And thinking of yourself as anything less dishonors who you really are.
Amen again. I think that you should have a book with all of your daily quotes, the quote of the day, and people should just be able to open it up and just be inspired by, you know, the writings in the book. You should have a book like that.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. I've got one more book to write, you know, my 18th book. See, the book of 528 is my 17th book. I've got one more. 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. That's completion. And that book has been on the back burner for many, many years. I thought when I still had a family that I would write it for my children. But my children don't really seem to be interested anymore. But influenced by 741.
They will come around.
Maybe. God willing. We'll see.
They will come around.
But the book is called... and I've got it about one-third done. It's been on my back burner. I get to it every once in a while. It's called Horowitz, Stories of Evil, Angels, Heroes, and Miracles. So that's my last book, and I pray that I'll have time to get it done before I die.
Well, I think that it's in the plan. You're going to get it done.
That'd be nice. From your mouth into God's ear and back.
So, as you always say, just do it.
Just do it. Just get it done.
Anyway, we want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we'll be back next week the same time at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 6 p.m. in Hawaii and midnight on the East Coast.
Yeah, well, thanks so much. Yeah, thank you, Sherry, for being with me here on the Inside Hour.
Well, thank you for having me here. Thank you.
And saying such nice things to me tonight. Thank you so much. And folks, again, please join us and partner with us at Healthy World Affiliates. And if you just want to support us, get some of the world's best products at healthyworldstore.com. Here's a toll-free number to call. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. For everybody at BBS Radio, Seth and Engineering, thank you. Don, Doug Newsom, we thank you. Love you guys. And we'll look forward to speaking with you again on the Inside Hour next week.
Good night, everybody. God bless.
Bye-bye.